Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1471. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel. Lilu Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Refol Avram Nisanal Ben Mashal Libra and the Refuah Shalema Tzvi Ben Leah Miriam. Getting back to the halachas of Kippur Bagadim, folding clothing on Shabbos. Okay. So we are trying to go through a few more various different interesting questions here and there from the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, possibly others, and then move on to our next subject. Okay, so we spoke about last time in reference to, we started talking about folding paper in general, and the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos has a few interesting questions he brings down in reference to paper and folding on Shabbos, how that will work, which I want to go through, the shailas which come up in the Gei L'maaseh. So he brings down, he says a very interesting thing that, we spoke about bending the top of the paper, right? The person's reading learning a sefer, and, they want to bend the top of the page, right? To keep the place or remember where they had a mistake in the sefer, whatever the case is. But, so he said, L'maaseh, that's not a problem. But he brings down a few interesting things over here. I just wanted to mention, it's on page, Shimpei Aleph in Simen Reish Mem. Our Simen is actually, Shin Beis. But be it as it may, and it's mixed in other places also because it's paper. Okay, but be it as it may, but he says interesting thing, that he says when it comes to folding the top of the page, it's not a problem. He says, Adarabba, who kilkul la sefer. It's actually a kilkul to the sefer. It's actually destruction. There's nothing constructive coming out of bending the top of the page. It's actually destroying the sefer. That's why we mentioned last time, one has to be extremely careful. What you do with your own sefer is one thing, which we'll see right away. It's not so pushy to say that either. Definitely not in shul. You know, one should be careful. The person's in shul not to start bending pages. Well, I'm up to this page. I have to go out a minute, so I'll bend the page. Remember, it's not your safety. You can't just do it. It's not a free-for-all. You can't just do what you want. You want to put what one could do, where you could put, the person could put a tissue, right? Put nicely a tissue over there and even, it was brought to my attention also, a person could even, the tissue is nice and clean. It's in the safe for your clothes. You could even put the tissue back in the boxes if everything is nice and clean, you know, just to keep the place or whatever the case might be. That could be done. I don't know if it's such a good thing. A lot of people, sometimes they put tissues in a safer. I mean, a nice clean tissue and they leave it there. I don't know if that, you know, people open up a safer and there's tissue in this page and that page. You put it there as long as you need whatever, then you put it back. If it's, again, assuming that it's, you know, nice, clean and nothing happened. But bending the page is, he says, destroying the safer. And okay, so if somebody does it, they do it to their own safer. The Lamaisa to do it alt Shabbos is okay. Then he brings what I wanted to mention also just to bring down from the Chazon Ish. He says the Chazon Ish, interesting, was makbid not to stop bending pages, even of his own sefer, right? Because of kavod sefer. It's not about kavodik. It's not like lahavdil a book, you know. Yeah, read a book. Yeah, bend this page, bend that page. I'm up to here. You want to be careful. It's a sefer, you know. The person's learning a sefer. So he brings this from the Chazon Ish, interesting. He brings also from the Shevet Kahasi, who brings from others, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin's and so on, that also was makbid on himself. Again, if it's not your sefer, that's, you have no rishus to do it. You have no permission to do it. But even on himself, they were makbid, even during the week. Even during the week, not to stop bending pages. It's, again, not such about kavodik a thing. Like I think I mentioned previously, my own sfarim also, I wouldn't go start bending pages, you know, you ruin the whole thing. So, whatever, I just wanted to bring it down. I happen to see it in Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, how he says it like that. So that's an interesting thing. Now, I do want to say, when it comes to during the week, Shabbos, we mentioned in the past not to use this. They do have these stickers, these little stickers, pointy stickers. I mean, I know a lot of people use it. They put it on pages. They want to sometimes keep the page. They want to keep the place. I do want to mention it's a great thing to have. We did mention in the past, using it on Shabbos is not what should be done. I mean, it could be used if one is 100%, very extremely careful to make sure it's not there for more than 24 hours. Otherwise, you're running into a problem of toifer. Hamadavik Niyaris, right? If somebody sticks two things together, it's a problem of Teifer, and one has to be very careful. Again, if it's something whereby you know, person's 100%, I just put it there for an hour, this pointy stick or whatever, I'm taking it off 100%. Okay, so then there's room to wiggle. But one has to be careful. It can't be there more than 24 hours, all these type of pointy sticks. But during the week, what I did want to mention, that during the week, it's definitely an etzativ and a very good thing. Somebody learning in the Sefer, I know I've been using it for many, many years. I know I spoke to others also. Sometimes who ask if they're allowed to use it on Shabbos or whatever, who use it for various different things. And it's a great, those pointy stickers are very good things to use in a sefer, whether it's to keep the page. Some people in davening, they have their own sitter, they have the page, sometimes they have the place, they want to keep it. For example, a person learns, they move to the next paragraph, you move down the pointy sticker. It's a very good thing to have. So it results in Eitz HaTayva, which is, again, being careful on Shabbos and Yom Tov not to use these pointy stickers unless one knows 100%, they're going to move it, they use it for whatever, a short period of time, and they keep track. Because the other thing which comes up, I know I'm just saying from experience, because I've been, I use these a lot in my own learning, that if you use a few svarim, a person uses, let's say, five svarim, and if you use one sefer on Shabbos, okay, so you keep track, good, I kept it there a few hours, whatever, I take it off, whatever the case might be, I take it off right after Shabbos, it's not there 24 hours, it's only there, whatever, a few hours, I'm careful to watch it. But if a person uses four or five different svarim, and they have stickers in the various different svarim, when it comes Shabbos, assuming the person would move it on Shabbos, it's very hard to keep track. A person has to be careful, so who's a smart person who foresees the future? I have five svarim, and I'm moving stickers back and forth, it's hard to remember which sefer yeah, which sefer not. So again, when it comes to Shabbos, one has to be extremely careful. Shabbos Yom Tov, it cannot be there more than 20, not supposed to be there more than 24 hours, but during the week, it's definitely a very good thing to help somebody in their learning, to keep the right place, keep the right page, as opposed to bending, pages up on top and so on. And when it comes to Shabbos, so like we said, the person, whatever the case might be, they can use a tissue, in those instances, and obviously many svarim have the string, there's a string attached to it where they could just move from page to page or whatever has to be done. So a person has to be careful to prepare themselves ahead of time. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tov.